Miracles, and I'm Heather Scavetta. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to give you a guided meditation. Sometimes in our spiritual development, we need tools and ways to help us access that deeper part of ourself. Because that deeper part of ourself is often hidden in everyday life. And even though we may have the intent to ask ourselves the deeper questions, we may put different blocks up to hearing the truth and to face those truths. And so subconsciously, we may put a barrier up to that. And that's why something like a guided meditation can help you let go, go deeper within yourself, and help you access that deeper wisdom. And of course, that deeper knowing that the heart possesses, something that transcends the mind. And so if we can set aside our natural inclination to go to the mind for answers, usually the mind does not have those answers, but the heart does. And so in a meditation, we can set that intention to go deeper into that heart's knowing and to access some of these truths that may be hidden to us so that we can understand ourselves better. And when we understand ourselves better, of course, there are positive outcomes to that, but we will naturally understand others better. And this creates a better understanding of our connections to, again, not only ourselves, but to the people around us and to humanity on a whole. And when we can understand ourselves in a deeper way, we naturally access that natural intention to be more compassionate. Because if we can understand our own challenges, then we can understand that others have challenges too that may be hidden. And they are on their own journey of self-discovery. And this is what I find in my own journey, is the more I understand myself, the more compassionate I am, because I understand that others may not be going through the exact same things I'm going through, but they are going through their own journey of self-discovery. And whatever that takes to get there, and sometimes it takes a lifetime. And so I wanted to offer you today a tool. And that's really all that spiritual abilities are and spiritual modalities are, or just tools for us to understand ourselves. And so guided meditations have really helped me not only to open up my spiritual abilities, but to offer me tools for my own self-discovery. And so let's do that today. So you can come back to this podcast and listen to the guided meditation, or if you're in a good place and you want to continue, then perhaps find a comfortable chair or find some place to lay down. Turn your phone off from calls Maybe be in a place that you can close the door or be alone so that you aren't disturbed. And we can today just go right into that guided meditation. I like to start each meditation with a prayer. And the reason I start with a prayer is so that we can set our intention, which is so important, that we tell ourselves and the spirit world of why we are sitting in a meditation and who we are talking to. And of course, an opportunity to say thank you, because we can ask the spirit world to work with us. It is always their choice whether they come forward or not. And so it's always a collaboration. And so when we say a prayer at the beginning, it's like an offering of an invitation to join us, to work with us. And of course, they want to. But it's nice to offer that to them. And so here is my prayer that I use. It may not serve you. You may have your own prayer, and so you should. But if you don't have a prayer, perhaps this is one that may work for you. Almighty God, in whom we lay our trust, fill us with your light, surround us with your love. We ask that you send your angels of protection to watch over us and to protect this process. And we invite our loved ones, our spirit helpers and guides, ascended masters, and those beings of the highest light and love to be with us now, to help us with our healing, understanding, and growth. And we pray that the highest and best be served for all involved. Thank you. And so as we start on this meditation, we also set the intent that we are here to go deeper within ourselves. And deeper within ourselves, of course, that access is through the heart. And so let's begin. So just take a deep breath and let it out. And that just starts the relaxation process. We relax the body first and allow the mind to settle down. And so bring your attention to the top of your head. Relax your forehead, soften your eyes, loosen your jaw, just let it hang. Relax your shoulders and your arms. Let your stomach go. And just allow the breath to easily come in and out. And just find that natural rhythm to your breath. Nothing is forced. It's all about relaxing and letting go. Relax your thighs and your knees, both calves, both feet. And as you breathe in, you become more relaxed. And as you breathe out, you let go of any tension your body is holding on to. So bring your attention to the top of your head again. And look up and see a bright spotlight shining down on you. many rays of light shine down. Different colors. And as this light shines down on you, feel the love that it carries. Let it shine on your face. And as you breathe in, more light comes down. And as you breathe out, you become more relaxed. Now bring your attention to your heart area. See the light fill your heart. Sparkles of light come down and fill your heart area. Relax and allow your heart to expand. Let it be filled with the light. And as you let go, you allow the heart to open. You allow it to receive. You acknowledge the connection between you and spirit, for the heart is the portal, the bridge. So allow the breath easily to move in and out. And let go. And now keep your attention on the heart area, knowing that wisdom will flow from here. Your mind is quiet. No thinking is necessary, but allow yourself to feel. To feel your heart, to feel the connection, to know that you are valued and loved. See your heart as a staircase. And each time you breathe in, you walk farther down this spiral staircase. And as you breathe out, a little rest. And as you breathe in, more steps down. Deeper and deeper you go into the heart. And as you go, you are flooded with pink light. With love, with knowing that all is well. You have a purpose to be fulfilled, and to reach that purpose, the heart needs to speak. For it is the heart that knows. and as you dwell in the heart, see it as a field of flowers blooming, like a rose, first a bud, and see how the petals open. Relax a little bit more and see each petal open. See the center of the rose. Look deep into it. Deep into the rose. Let go a little bit more. Allow the process to happen without effort. It just is. And now you reach the bottom of the staircase. Deep within the heart. And as you look around, you see a vista. Mountains, green valleys. But what draws your eye is a deep pool. A deep pool of water. Deep purple, allow yourself, your consciousness to go deep within the water, you are always safe, each breath draws you deeper. It's a pool of wisdom, a pool of strength, a pool of healing. Go deeper. Let go. Allow yourself to feel this depth. Within this depth is knowledge about yourself, the secrets that you hold that are there for your discovery. Still, you are so very deep now, and so we ask the heart, what are my fears? Help me to understand. Show me my fears. Stay within this depth. Feel the embrace. And dwell here. And listen. Thank you. deeper still, deeper in the water. There is always a lifeline to the surface. You're always protected. Look into the water. What are my fears? And if you receive an answer, allow another to come. What other fear do you hold? Look into the water. Feel yourself going deeper. What is it your heart wants you to know? And as you float in the water, you receive a box. You hold it in your hand. Can you see your box? have the courage to open the box. Allow the lid to rise. See it opening. And look into the box. Is there anything else that you need to know here? You feel yourself starting to rise. Lifeline is pulling you back very gently. And you arrive at the surface. You take in all the beauty around you. And you see the staircase. You rise out of the water and start to take the staircase up. Every time you breathe in, you take more steps. Every time you breathe out, you rest. Slowly, you make your way back up the staircase. One breath at a time. And as you arrive at the top of the staircase, you step out into the field of flowers. And you feel your heart's presence. And you focus on your heart. And you thank your heart for the wisdom it carries. For the connection. As you focus on your heart, you slowly come back to the room you are in. Taking with you any wisdom that was offered to you, knowing that you can always return. Heart is always there for you. And you can start to wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back. in this meditation, it gives you an opportunity to go deeper within yourself, to find answers that you may be looking for, or an experience to feel your heart's presence and to know what that feels like. Anytime we offer spirit to join us in this way, it is an opportunity for them to work with us. And the more opportunities we give them, perhaps the more connection we feel and the more wisdom we receive. Maybe you received answers today. Maybe meditation is new to you, and it was just an opportunity for you to understand how to let go. You can always come back and listen to the meditation again and allow yourself to go deeper and to experience that love connection. Thank you for joining me today. I enjoyed this opportunity to share what I have come to understand about the spiritual connection and the journey that it ultimately gives us, which is to understand ourselves. So if you'd like to understand more about the spiritual journey, feel free to visit my website, schoolofmiracles.ca, and you'll see the many courses I offer, but also I give readings. So it can be another tool for you to understand yourself and your path, and another way to get answers to questions that I know we all have. Thank you, and have a blessed day.